We've got the new director of player personnel.
Ooh, we got a guy.
Florida Panthers. We got a guy here. I'm kind of shocked he's still doing the show. I thought he might blow us off here.
We got a guy who's got a big-time job.
Yeah, we do. Here's Brian McKay.
You guys
Brian.
Are ruining our mojo, though. How are we going to do our once-a-year comedy show at the draft if we're going on a couple days before?
I know. It's true.
Well, we're going to have you back on. Don't worry.
Yeah, but he's going to be in the middle of things now, like making trades and making things happen. He's not going to be on the outside and come and hang with us three dummies.
So before we get to your actual...
I always got time for you three clowns.
Before we get to your new job, like you getting a raise, like any new surgeries planned or what? You all good?
Next on the list would be the hair replacement for sure. But we'll get to that after the summer's over.
Propecia, the league should still cover it, shouldn't it?
Hey, I don't know if the insurance covers that anymore. I think Jose Theodore ruined that for all of us. He was just popping those things like 4 a day.
That's a great claim, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Just
what happened? He said he was going through what?
Who?
Propecia. Theodore? Yeah. Theodore. He was supposed to go to the Olympic, or right. It was Olympics, and he tested positive for propecia, or for banned substance.
Mm-hmm. The guy's, his hair was spectacular.
Luscious.
He still got, it must have worked, because he still got spectacular hair.
Yeah. No kidding, man. That's kind of like a troll job. Like, what did he have to do?
Well, I think
for?
You have to stay on it for your lifetime. Like, you got to continue to chip away, or else you'll end up like I Afraidy one day if you stop the pills.
Caber, who was the worst skullet you ever played with?
The worst what?
Skullet.
Oh, hair? Oh.
Like I Afraidy type skullet.
I hate to throw guys out of the bus, but I told my friends, if I ever get sawdust like Robbie Zomner used to have back in the day, I said, just be a good friend, call me up, and tell me to shave my head. I'm getting really close to that, too, so I hope you guys are good enough friends to tell me at the draft just to call or quits and shave my head.
No, but we won't say a word.
No, that's the better part.
That's the way we work.
I know. You can't let your friend have the bacon strips up top and nothing helping it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I got Patch Adams, and my kids say I have a monkey bum now that I can't see or pretend not to see. So, it's not pretty there right now.
So you're committing to actually joining us again at the draft? We thought maybe with the new title, like you might be too busy or something in Chicago.
Oh, come on. We got to give the people something to talk about, right? We got to do our once-a-year comedy act and have everyone rolling on the floor, dying laughing. I look forward to that every year.
All right, perfect, man.
We got to talk about his own goal. It made the SportsCenter top 10 list again the other night.
The one in Buffalo?
Yeah. Love it. How many times a year do they run that? Like, do I actually make that list? Like, how many different titles do they put in there? Like, obviously own goal, but whatever. Biggest buffoon or what? Like, I
it
don't
makes
know
every category, man. Like, things gone wrong. It just...
embarrassing moments.
Alka-Seltzer upset stomach of the night.
Right. They come up with creative ways to get that into a top 10. I'd say every, like, week and a half to 2 weeks.
It never goes away. It never goes away. It's unbelievable.
Well, tell us about this new gig. I mean, where is this going to take you in terms of like what you're doing on the day-to-day, the director of player personnel with Florida?
I think I'm still going to have a lot of involvement with our prospects and our farm team, which I really love doing. I've been fortunate enough to do it for the last 5 years, and I absolutely love doing it, working with these kids and watching them grow and make the team. But I just think I'll have a little more role with what goes on with the NHL club and a little more say in day-to-day operations and, hopefully putting a team together that can make the playoffs and compete for the Stanley Cup.
How frustrating, I don't know, maybe you won't use that word, but this Vegas expansion, it seems to be throwing a curveball into everyone's plans this summer. I mean, is it something that is frustrating to deal with, or do you just accept that this is the way the world works now?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's actually going to be pretty exciting because trade deadline over the past few years has gotten pretty quiet. So I think this expansion thing might actually give you guys something to talk about and write about for a while. I think there could be a lot of side deals going on and stuff. So it's going to be fun. We're actually going in like Friday. We got our amateur meetings and expansion meetings. So we're actually in Chicago for a week prepping for this thing. And it should be fun to be around and just see what all the side deals and all the talk is leading up to the expansion draft.
So prepping a week early, huh?
Tough city to prep in, too, right?
Yeah, just...
Well, you got a lot of buddies there, don't you?
Oh, I lived there for 5 years. Good town. Only made through one hockey season there before they shipped me out. But, yeah, it's a great town. My favorite city. A lot of good people there.
Yeah, I think Chicago's going to put on a pretty good show next weekend.
We'll be down there for the deep dish. That's what we're talking about right now.
What's the best deep dish spot?
Lou Malnati's.
Really?
Yeah, you only get about two slices down before you feel like blowing chunks. It's so filling. But it's damn good for sure.
Like Chicago deep dish. You've never had it, right?
No, I haven't.
It's like lasagna.
I had it late night after Stanley's one night on a Sunday night. We karaoke'd and it was a pretty good time. But yeah, one slice that you don't need to eat till dinner
so
the next
filling.
Day.
It's so filling, but it's so good, man.
And yeah, noodles on that Stanley's note there. I got to give a shout out. I don't know if you know or not, but Donnie Cruz, the owner there, passed away last month.
Oh, really?
So we got to give him a shout out. It was the biggest hockey bar in Chicago. I went up for the funeral and stuff, so we got to give him a shout out. That place will never be the same without him. I know everyone probably who played in the league had a couple good nights in that spot.
Absolutely.
Pretty incredible what's happened in Chicago. It's a great town anyway. It's a great sports town, but the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
I was down there a few years ago, and I was at Wrigley talking to a vendor. The guy was saying the hottest ticket in town, the toughest ticket to get is Blackhawks tickets. That wasn't the case when you were playing there, I would think.
God, no. I was there in the doldrums, like the half-full building. I missed the whole boat there and that whole atmosphere. Yeah, it's sad. Obviously it's a special sports town.
With Brian McCabe, again, he's got a new role with the Florida Panthers, Director of Player Personnel.
I don't know if you've had a chance to talk to Boogie. What's your thoughts down there and the excitement level of him coming in as the head coach?
I actually spoke to Boogie today. Yeah, I'm really excited. He's really excited. You know, I think it's the best thing for our group. We got a young and up-and-coming coach coming in there, and we got a really young locker room, obviously, and I think it's going to be exceptional for everyone involved. He's extremely excited with the group we have there moving forward, and, you know, we want to put last year behind us, and I think we got the tools to do that in a hurry. You know, I don't think we're in a rebuild program or anything like that. I think we're just going to write last year off, get back on the horse with Boogie manning the ship and hopefully get this thing going in the right direction again in a hurry.
Well, it does seem like some people forget where Florida was just 2 years ago. Well, guys were that young, up-and-coming team.
So many injuries, though, last year. People forget they were really banged up at the start of the year, and it was tough to recover.
Yeah, when you miss three of your top six forwards for the bulk of the first third of the season, it's tough to recover, you know. Huberto with his ankle, Barkov with his back and stuff, and then Bukestad was out for lengthy periods. It's tough to rebound from that, and obviously with a lot of movement in the organization too, that doesn't help. You know, hockey players are all about routine and stability and creatures of habit, so I think that played a big factor into what went on last year. And like I said, I'm really excited to work with him. He's a good hard-nosed guy who's got a great track record in winning, and he's been in San Jose, and Pete DeBoer speaks high of him, who I had as a coach and think very highly of. So I think we're very lucky to have Boogie going forward.
It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. It'll be awesome to get down to Chicago. Like you said, you'll be down there with Florida, and we'll be bugging you when we're on the draft floor. We got to get you back on the show, man, and we always love having you on. Thank you for doing this, and we'll see you next week.
Anytime, guys. Look forward to it. What day does the circus roll into town? What day are you guys getting there?
Next Thursday.
All right. I'll be ready and waiting, fellas. Travel safe, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, buddy. We'll see you there.
See you, Caber.
Thanks, guys.